This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Hello and welcome to the program, UFO Warning. In this episode, we're talking about the Richard French UFO story. That's correct, the Richard French UFO story. Now, our first article is from unidentifiedphenomena.com, dated April 14th, 2023, simply titled Richard French. They tell us Richard French is a retired lieutenant colonel from the United States Air Force with a long career in the military, having served as an investigator for Project Blue Book, a top-secret project aimed at investigating unidentified flying objects and unidentified aerial phenomena. Some people will say that was a project identified at covering those things up, but whatever. As a key figure in the field of UFO research, David French's firsthand accounts and insights have garnered significant attention. French served in the U.S. Air Force for many years, where he held a variety of positions. One of his most notable roles was as an investigator for Project Blue Book. This top-secret project, which operated from 1952 to 1969, was responsible for investigating UFO sightings and UAP incidents reported by military personnel and civilians. As part of his work with Project Blue Book, French conducted in-depth investigations and analysis of numerous UFO sightings. Richard French's involvement in Project Blue Book is central to his relationship with UAP and UFO phenomena. Throughout his career, French was exposed to various reports and firsthand accounts of UFO sightings, which he investigated thoroughly. It tells us Richard French's work on Project Blue Book was featured in an episode of the History Channel's Project Blue Book television series. In 2012, in an interview with Huffington Post, French claimed to have witnessed two UFOs submerged in the water off the coast of St. John's, Newfoundland in 1952. And French has appeared in various documentaries and television programs discussing his experience with Project Blue Book and his views on the UAP and UFO phenomena, solidifying his reputation as an authority on the subject. It goes on and says, Dr. Bruce McAbee, a respected UFO researcher and optical physicist, has acknowledged the importance of Richard French's firsthand accounts and his work with Project Blue Book. McAbee has emphasized the value of these accounts in understanding the history and scope of the U.S. government's involvement in UFO investigations. French claims that he has personally witnessed UFOs and believes that some of these sightings can be attributed to advanced extraterrestrial technology. Now, just by the fact that it's extraterrestrial, I think it would have to be advanced. He maintains that further investigation is necessary to determine the origins of these phenomena and their implications for our understanding of the universe. In a 2012 interview with the Huffington Post, Richard French, a retired lieutenant colonel from the United States Air Force and former investigator for the top-secret Project Blue Book, shared a remarkable account of an encounter with two UFOs submerged in the water off the coast of St. John's, Newfoundland in 1952. According to French, during his time in the U.S. Air Force, he was dispatched to St. John's to investigate a report of unknown objects in the water. Upon arrival, he observed two disc-shaped objects, each approximately 18 meters in diameter. So, I don't know, what are you looking at there, 54 feet, 60 feet around? Submerged about 15 meters, 45, 50 feet, below the water's surface. French described the UFOs as having a metallic appearance and exhibiting an intelligent, controlled behavior. He noted the objects appeared to be repairing or conducting maintenance on one another. French, along with the other military personnel, observed the UFOs for approximately 20 minutes. During this time, the objects occasionally emitted a bright light from their outer edges, as if discharging excess energy. Eventually, the UFOs completed their underwater task and proceeded to exit the water. In a breathtaking display, the two submerged objects rapidly shot out of the water and ascended into the sky at an astonishing speed, leaving no trace behind. French's account suggests that the objects were capable of maneuvering both underwater and in the air, a capability far beyond any known human-made craft at that time. Yeah, I don't think it was the Chinese or the Russians. Richard French is a notable figure in the world of UAP and UFO research, primarily due to his involvement with the U.S. Air Force's Project Blue Book. As an investigator, he has looked into numerous UFO sightings, seeking to uncover the truth behind the mysterious occurrences. Yeah, very interesting guy. Now, we'll take a look at this next article here, talking about Richard French and some of his stories. This one here is from ReadersDigest.com, just a little snippet. Basically, it tells us Richard French and the drowned UFO, as it says, in the 1950s, it was Lieutenant Colonel Richard French's job to explain away UFO phenomena for the government. That's a little more accurate, I would say, than to say that it was to investigate. There was only one problem. Lieutenant Colonel French actually saw alien ships with his own eyes, as reported by the Daily Mail. At a citizen hearing on disclosure in 2013, the then 83-year-old man told for the first time about how he saw, as a young man in the waters of St. John's, Newfoundland, two UFOs that had crashed and sunk in the water, and aliens trying to fix them. They succeeded and took off. He didn't mention UFOs in his report at that time. It kind of makes you think that he didn't mention UFOs because maybe he was either told directly or it was just simply implied to him that that's something that you didn't do. Now, here's this article from Huffington Post. It says, Richard French, ex-Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, it was a UFO and there were aliens aboard it. And this is written by Lee Spiegel. Lee Spiegel just passed on here recently, I believe. Pretty interesting guy. I did a lot of cool stuff. This is dated May 13th, 2013. This is updated December 6th, 2017. It has a picture of a young Officer French here standing in front of an airplane. When Air Force Lieutenant Colonel Richard French was an alleged lead investigator of Project Blue Book in the 1950s, his job was to shoot down false reports of UFOs. Given his job, French never dreamed he'd end up in Newfoundland one day watching what appeared to him to be two extraterrestrials performing repairs on a submerged, unknown circular craft. Sounds kind of like a flying saucer, possibly, at the bottom of this inlet or whatever it was. In Washington, D.C., recently, this is 2013, recently the 83-year-old retired officer testified at the citizen hearing on disclosure panel of six former members of Congress about his work as a UFO debunker in 1952. Yeah, UFO debunker. Just, I don't know, reminded of the nasty connotations of that word, debunker. French recounted how the Newfoundland incident unfolded decades ago in the early 1950s after two UFOs were seen by many people off the coast of St. John's. French's superiors ordered him to look into the situation. They said, we have a UFO report and we want you to investigate it. And that was standard for what I was doing, French told the Huffington Post. They told me there were two of them involved and that they were deep under the water after entering the water doing roughly 100 miles an hour. So imagine these things flying into the water at 100 miles an hour. You know, a typical craft you expect to just, I don't know, maybe even just disintegrate on impact or have some kind of damage. There were a lot of people assembled on the wharf, at least 100 standing around, just looking in amazement at the water, including several policemen. French recalls the water was very clear, and he could see two circular craft, each one about 18 feet in diameter and about approximately 3 feet thick. He said the two objects were floating below the surface of the water, a couple of feet apart, not more than 20 feet from the shore, and he saw two beings in the water near the ships. Now that's strange. You figure these things are 18 feet in diameter, and I think the other article might have said 18 meters. It must have had the numbers wrong. And then here it says 3 feet thick. So 18 by 3, really not even big enough for, say, a normal-sized human to fit in, that's for sure. It says, the first thing I saw was the UFOs, and it was apparent to me that they were doing something to the craft, and I couldn't really tell what because they were on the bottom side of it and not visible to me except when they would occasionally get over to the side where I could see them. The water was fairly clear, and I could see without any trouble. They weren't down at the bottom of the seabed. They were about halfway down. So these craft are just hovering there, you know, above the bottom of the seabed. Sounds like maybe 20 feet down into the water. French told HuffPost that the two beings he saw were about 2 or 3 feet tall, light gray in color, very thin, long arms, with either 2 or 3 fingers. The top of their heads was much wider than their jawline. Their eyes were very slanted, and you couldn't see pupils in them. They looked the way aliens have been depicted in motion pictures. As the Air Force UFO debunker watched, he claims, one of the ships began to rise out of the water. When it hit the surface, it was going about 100 miles an hour. It then accelerated to somewhere in the neighborhood of 2,500 to 3,000 miles an hour and disappeared. It returned about 20 minutes later, slowed down to nearly a stop before it entered the water, and then went down, and the two beings worked together. And maybe this thing was going to the mothership for parts or something, I don't know, going on a parts run. It took them about 20 minutes, and then the two ships departed together again, slow when they exited the water, and immediately they sped up to a very high speed. I believe they were repairing the ship and tested that the repairs had been adequate, and then away they went. Well, that makes sense. Ironically, French's job at the time as a Project Blue Book investigator was to debunk UFOs. So what kind of report did he file with Blue Book about this case he had personally witnessed? Needless to say, it was a fictitious report, as all of them were. I didn't really say that they were UFOs. I said that there was something we didn't know, some type of foreign or unrecognizable vehicle there. In other words, I weasel worded it. Oh, I think without a doubt it was a UFO, and I think there were aliens aboard it. There is no question in my mind that was exactly what it was, and my duty was to debunk the story, so I did my best to do so. I mean, notice his duty wasn't to investigate, it was to debunk. The events of the Newfoundland UFO and alleged aliens took place some 60 years ago. Of course, now that'd be over 70. In the days before, everyone had a digital camera or image capture cell phone in their pocket. Despite the fact that there are no photographs to substantiate the report, it's still an amazing story. So what are we to make of it? Because it's not the first time French has stirred up the UFO ET pod. Pretty good stuff there. Yeah, I really miss old Lee. He wrote so much good stuff on the UFO front. Kind of a character too, I think. Now, we'll take a look at this next story here. Now, this next article here is from dailymail.co.uk. First, you know, Officer French told us about the two UFOs they saw there in Newfoundland, and now this one is talking about what happened at Roswell. It says, there were two UFO crashes at Roswell, claims a former Air Force official who says he was there. Of course, he was an officer. Reported by the Daily Mail, August 6, 2012. It's been a while. 65 years after a UFO allegedly crashed in Roswell, New Mexico, a retired Air Force official has spoken out to say that not only did the shocking incident really happen, but it happened twice. Lieutenant Colonel Richard French, who served in the military for more than 27 years, was in Alamogordo, New Mexico in 1947 when an unusual object fell from the sky and crashed into the ground in Roswell. Military authorities issued a press release after the shocking incident saying the many rumors regarding the flying disc became a reality yesterday when the intelligence officer of the 509th Bomb Group of the 8th Air Force Roswell Army Airfield was fortunate enough to gain possession of a disc. Now just imagine, those were some just stunning headlines. I mean, for once, maybe the last time in 100 years, the military telling the truth about these things. But just 24 hours later, the military retracted their earlier statement, how convenient, and claimed the object they had first thought was a flying disc was a weather balloon that had crashed on a nearby ranch, because weather balloons and flying saucers look so much alike. The media and public accepted the explanation without question. Since then, conspiracy theorists can't miss a chance to deperson people that ask questions, and officials such as French have called into question the military's line on the incident. Very strange that they would put the term officials here side by side with conspiracy theorists. There were actually two crashes at Roswell, which most people don't know, French told the Huffington Post. The first one was shot down by an experimental U.S. airplane that was flying out of White Sands, New Mexico, and it shot what was effectively an electronic pulse-type weapon that disabled and took away all the controls of the UFO, and that's why it crashed. So he's really claiming some pretty big high-tech stuff here for 1947. Kind of have to question that a little bit, but it says when they hit it with that electromagnetic pulse, Bingo. There goes all their electronics, and consequently, the UFO was uncontrollable. Now, that could be, I've also heard this could be a situation with these ground radar stations causing this stuff. French, who claims he was ordered to debunk UFO sightings, said a confidential source in the military told him about the shooting down of the so-called alien spacecraft and added that there was a second crash near Roswell just days later. It was within a few miles of where the original crash was, French told HuffPo. We think that the reason they were in there at that time was to try and recover parts and any survivors of the first crash. I'm referring to the people from outer space, the guys whose UFOs it was. If that's the case, that's pretty scary stuff. But other experts have rejected French's claim. No chance, zero chance. Army Colonel John Alexander, tasked with investigating UFOs, told the website, in the 1980s, I was the guy developing all of the pulse power weapon systems. We couldn't have done it then. In the 60s, they had a laser system, but your range was extremely limited, and we didn't have operational laser weapons in that time frame. But refutations have not stopped others from coming forward and contesting the military's official line. Well, maybe we did have some advanced weapon system, or maybe this is just another one of these parallel narratives that's put out there by the deep state to confuse us. But refutations have not stopped others from coming forward and contesting the military's official line. Chase Brandon, an agent who served for 25 years with the CIA, recently claimed that information relating to the crash had been concealed in a hidden vault within the agency's Langley headquarters. It was not a weather balloon. It was what people first reported, he said. It was a craft that did not come from this planet. Yeah, we've talked about Roswell extensively on this channel. Also, the fact that weather balloon or spy balloon or whatever it was that supposedly found there hadn't even been launched at that time because of the weather. So the military has been caught repeatedly producing these parallel narratives. Some of them seem just completely insidious and false. Others seem as though maybe they're put there just to, you know, plant weeds in the garden, so to speak, talking about these laser weapons or pulse weapons that probably didn't exist. The fact is, we have these two craft reportedly, one for sure, many reports of the second craft. And that's the real question here. What happened to the craft and what happened to the entities that were piloting these crafts? These are both these reports from Roswell with Mr. French talking about that second UFO and also his accounts of seeing the two UFOs are off the coast of Newfoundland suspended in this really clear water attempting to repair one another are both fascinating reports. There are UFO reports, of course, the one in Roswell is quite famous. The one in Newfoundland is well known, so it's not like other people haven't talked about them happening. The question is how reliable is his testimony, and does it check out? So far, it seems to. I mean, he's been around for a while, but I think it's cool that these old timers are coming out of the woodwork, even though this has been going on for a few years now. It adds to the story. And kind of just shows, I think, that a lot of these government programs that were put there to investigate, like Project Blue Book, were nothing more than programs to debunk and alienate the witnesses who reported them. You see the same thing happening today with ARO, where, you know, nothing gets resolved. Every couple years, it seems like there's a new investigative department or agency set up to investigate UFOs, and nothing ever gets resolved. Nothing ever really gets investigated. It just gets covered up. As I say, the more things change, the more they stay the same. Until next time, this is UFO Warning, over and out.